It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
We just played that little text the show thing there. Speaking of people texting in, Jamie texted in at 5 a.m., so about an hour ago, and she says, "Hey, Jer, I discovered my TV has an alarm. It went off at 2 a.m. this morning." That's in reference to my little Alexa trick that I do from time to time where I say, "Hey, merp, merp, set an alarm for 2 a.m.
Yeah. You didn't do it there, though. You're being nice.
It's been a couple days in a row now where people are messaging me saying,
"Hey, buddy.
my smart speaker went off at 2 a.m. Thanks, dude."
Stop it.
So it strikes again. My prank strikes again with Jamie, who had a TV that went off today at 2 a.m. So...
There you go. I didn't know.
TVs could do that.
Why? That's just this is up in my game, man.
I know. That used to happen to me when it was like I'd leave the TV on, fall asleep, and then George Lopez's theme song would come on at 3 in the morning and be blasting and wake me up.
Where am I? I had a busy day yesterday. Thursdays are usually like hell days for me. We've got gymnastics in the afternoon, and then from gymnastics we have to go right into 2 piano lessons, and then you got to squeeze in dinner somewhere in there, and then we go right into basketball practice.
Oh my gosh.
So the nights are just shot on Thursday.
I'm tired just hearing it.
And it's super busy. It's stupid.
You're really selling having kids.
I know, dude. Or just have really lazy kids that don't sign up for activities.
Okay, that's also a key. There we go. Yeah, iPad kids.
Yeah. Enjoy YouTube. And then on top of it, which was extremely fun yesterday, I was hanging out with one of my endorsement partners over at Colorado Off-Road. I know Jerry, the owner. I've known him for a very long time. So I went over there because I got a new truck. And, excuse me, they were putting some accessories on it, like a bed cover and side steps and stuff like that. But I was there for like four and a half hours yesterday. So I went right from Colorado Off-Road to the gymnastics, and then to the dinner, to the piano, to blah, 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 blah.
So I'm just sleepy today.
Yeah. I'm really tired.
Jeez.
So the day was essentially pretty good, though. Even though it was busy, it was pretty darn good. But, like I said, I just got a new truck. As I was driving to Colorado off-road, the check engine light came on.
No, it didn't.
I'm like, really?
What?
Already?
Oh, no.
So while I was there, he was kind enough to run a little diagnostics thing on it. And he said there's some sort of vapor leak somewhere. Something was the code that was coming up. So you got to track down what hose is leaking. Something's come loose. Something.
Oh,
and, you know, it's running kind of funny now. And I'm driving around with the check engine light on. And I drove in today with it on. And I'm pissed.
I would be, too.
You know, like, already... The light is on.
How long have you had this thing?
I have had it, like two weeks now or something like that? And for that to already come on.
That is new.
Can you return it? can I make returns?
How does that work?
I know. And I'm like, is this the start of something? And I will say, you know, I have been a Ford guy through and through and through. I've talked about America's pickup on this show for years.
Yeah.
I've had an F-150 since high school,
man.
I went with a different brand this time.
I won't say which one. You sure did.
And here we are already with the freaking light on, the check engine light. So I'm imagining that's going to probably consume my afternoon because there's a couple dealers right here by the station that I can go to.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to roll in after the show and be like, can you run the code on this again and figure out what's wrong? I mean, obviously, hopefully this is all covered under the warranty at this point. But it's just... annoying. You know, it's like you get rid of an older car because you don't want to deal with this stuff. And here I am today, probably going to be sitting at a dealership for a few hours while I try to figure out what's wrong with the new truck. So,
yeah,
first world problems. I know, I get it. But it's just frustrating, right?
It is, especially since you just bought it. The last thing that you would think
is the check engine light.
I mean, it's one thing. I thought you were going to say like a rock chipped your windshield.
Like a T-bone or something. It could be much worse. It could definitely be much worse. But I don't know. It's just in my bubble right now. I'm pretty ticked off.
And we're going into your birthday
weekend. And my birthday's tomorrow.
Like, this is...
Okay, so there is that. So like, if I have to drop this truck off and they've got to keep it for a day or whatever... It goes in tomorrow. I've got birthday plans. We're busy. Then you go into a Sunday. So if they have to keep it for the whole weekend, what am I going to do on Monday? And then I only work 2 days next week because of the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah.
That's a bad time to get your vehicle in for repairs, too.
Sure is.
Like, it's falling at a really bad time. So I hate to complain. I know, it's all Jeremy
that's
problems.
Rough, no, but Jeremy that's problems, rough, man. That is...
It sucks. It's annoying. So anyway, that's what's going on
but
in my life.
Positive note, you get pumpkin cheesecake.
I know, I do have to go get pumpkin cheesecake this afternoon, but hopefully I have a car to go get it, Katie, because I got to go to Costco.
He's going
to
be walking.
I got to go to Costco today to get my cake.
Walking down the highway with your pumpkin cheesecake, just sad as all get out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hopefully that doesn't happen, though. Hopefully you will be very happy with that pumpkin cheesecake.
Oh, and Jeremiah just texted in.
I just read that.
I did too. And I'm like,
yeah, Jeremiah.
Don't look at that.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that certain brand I see has been having a lot of issues. Well, I'm experiencing
this. This is why you don't branch out. It's the same with food. I don't try new foods either.
It's so funny too because they were having problems getting the mud flaps on my truck yesterday at Colorado Off-Road. And the entire crew was like, should have bought a Ford. Why didn't you buy a Ford? The Ford ones go right on. You should have bought a Ford. I heard you should have bought a Ford about 400 times.
You were like, I know.
Shut up. Did you notice that engine light's on? Anyway, enough about me. Josh, you went out last night.
I did, yeah. So I got a couple friends that like, so my schedule doesn't necessarily match up with theirs. They have the Thursday and Friday is like their Saturday and Sunday. So that's their weekend. So they always want to go out and have a good time and stuff. And they live pretty close to me. And they're like, hey, do you want to just come out and maybe be our DD because you got to wake up really early. And I am like, I'm just not going to drink during the week because it's hell if you do that.
Yeah.
So
good move.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? Yeah, it's kind of early. It was like, I don't know, 4:30. I was like, I think I can do that. That's fine. Whatever. And we go to this place that we really like, and it's a nice restaurant. You get some good food. And I had the wings. They were fantastic.
Attaboy.
Mm. And, yeah, so I have a really good friend. I've talked about her. I can say her name. Her name's Angela. I've talked about her. Sweet girl. I have known her for so long, like over a decade.
And totally lives up to my rule of all Angelas are hot.
She's a beautiful girl.
I've seen a picture
of her. She's a very beautiful girl. And she brought a friend yesterday who is also a very beautiful girl.
Even more beautiful in Josh's mind.
Beautiful squared.
Yeah, so we're hanging out, talking, and I'm finding out more about this girl. And, like, we have a lot in common. She starts talking about all the shoes she likes. And I'm like, hold on, I love shoes.
Yeah,
like,
I collect shoes.
Well known that I on the show that I love shoes. And then Angela was, like, kind of trying to make fun of me. She's like, oh, yeah, this guy's a nerd. He likes Legos. She pipes up, totally unprompted, I love Legos. And I was like,
in fact, I make some of my shoes out of Legos.
I know. I was like, wait a second. Hold on. So the more, oh my gosh, the more and more I'm finding out about this girl, I'm like, okay, I like it. I kind of, this girl and I, we could
see
something.
So what's the problem?
Well, Angela and I kind of have a little bit of a history.
Oh.
And it's her friend.
It's
like,
friend.
I don't want to be introduced and be like, hey, by the way, I'm Josh. How are you doing? I felt really awkward because in my head, I was like, oh my gosh. Like
they've probably already talked
they've
about
talked.
You and
oh,
your,
well, that's
your experiences together.
Yeah.
So Angela's like, Jordan and Angela are
when
best friends.
You guys have pillow fights?
And she's like, well, she knows everything about you, by the way, Josh. And I was like, okay. But that being said, like,
which I'm sure is all great. I know
it
you.
Is. Yeah,
like,
what
you're
are you
a
talking
gentleman.
About? It's
you
all
are
great.
A good dude.
It's
you are
all
a good
great.
Dude.
So I'm just like, I don't know. Is that wrong to possibly try to? I did not
try to move in on the friend.
Anything? Yeah, but I was like,
but you're not currently with Angela.
No,
you've just messed
no.
around and you've been friends, and
it's been years since that. So,
well, you know what I want to do with this?
Talk about it Monday.
I do want to talk about this Monday.
Yeah,
I think
you do.
I like this a lot.
I need help because I'm like, I don't know necessarily what to do. I don't want to lose a friendship either. Actually, Angela and I are very, very close. Like we talk very consistently. She is a dear friend, so I don't want to lose her at all.
Yeah.
And so that's like my conundrum. But it was a really fun night last night. Like, we had a great time.
It
I was a little
great.
DD guy. Yeah, it was a good time. But yeah, I met a new person. And it was interesting. It was very interesting.
I think what I want to do is, bump this to Monday, like at 8 o'clock.
Should we?
And
is
we
that...
can talk. We'll revisit it. It'll be a whole new audience and everything.
Okay.
You can lay out what's going on, and we can get our listeners' opinions on whether or not you should move in on the friend a little bit.
Jeremiah just texted in something that was hilarious.
Yeah, I know. I giggled a little when I saw that.
Can't say that on our show. That's funny.
Jeremiah's on fire.
I don't know. This guy, I kind of want to hang out with him. He's pretty funny.
If we ever do another one of these happy hours, which we will.
Yeah.
Jeremiah, you need to come.
You got
to
come through. I can hang out with you.
I like this topic, so let's talk about it on Monday, and we'll make it like little relationship segment.
Cool.
And then and I want to see pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll find some. Yeah,
I want to see how pretty she is. Then I can tell you really, you know, if you really,
if
should,
I really
go
should
for
or, not,
or not.
Okay, yeah. All right, that actually.
Well,
makes
I just
sense.
Have to say the way you talked about her when you came in here today, your face definitely
he was gushing
up, right?
Off the air.
She
like,
was
in, yeah.
She intrigued me.
Okay,
there we go.
Josh is intrigued.
All right, we'll dive a little deeper into that on Monday.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.